And praise.
And Father, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless and upon the people. Pray, oh God, that you just give them an open mind, that they receive your word with gladness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. We give honor to God, to the pastors, in the absence. Amen. And to all the people of God in the house tonight. Amen. God is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, Sister Terry always do a good job of the praise. It doesn't she? Amen. Hallelujah. Give her a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Give honor where honor is due. Amen. But tonight's message, amen, will be that do everything in love. Amen. We must do everything in love. Because a person who does not have love for others is headed to eternal death. Amen. Don't have love for others, you're basically headed to eternal death. Why? Because God is love. Now I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story. It's a movie I saw, but it's a true story in South Carolina called Burden. I don't know how many of you have seen that story, that movie. It's about the Klansman who the father, which is basically was in the Klans at the time, he wanted his son to shoot the preacher who was black. So when they started an argument, the young man, the son, went up on the roof with his high-powered rifle, and he had the pastor in his sight. But somehow, he couldn't shoot it. You know, and he kept rubbing his eye, and he kept aiming, still in his sight, but he still couldn't shoot it. So he got off the roof, and the father began to chew him out. You know, says he can't even do a single job I gave him to do. Well, his son, he thought about it, and after a while, he told the dad, says, I'm not going to be a part of this class group no more. I can't be a part of the group no more. I'm leaving. Amen. Of course, so that made the father mad. So the house that he lived in, the father took it because apparently the father owned the house. Amen. And the truck that he drove, the father took it as well because apparently he owned the truck as well. So basically, he left him homeless. Well, lo and behold, the only person that took him, his girlfriend and the baby in, was the black preacher.
Amen.
Amen. When he walked into the preacher's house, the wife and the kids, his kids, was having dinner. And everybody just was looking in shock. Do you know who this man is? Basically, what they were saying, do you know who this man is? This man is a trash man. He has beat up a lot of black folks. And the pastor says, I understand, it's okay, calm down, but we're going to have him stay here with us for a couple of days. And he gave him the basement to him and his girlfriend and the baby. Got him a job. Amen. And to make a long story short, he ended up baptizing him and leading him to the Lord. Leading him to the Lord. Amen. What I'm trying to say here is that God love goes deep. See, I love those kind of stories. You know what? There's a whole lot of stories out there how God, you know, deliver folks and save folks. Nice stories, you know. Folks just sit down and, you know, somebody talk to them and they get saved. But this kind of story is deep because this young man was rooted in hate. Amen. So he was a child. He was rooted in it. And you could tell the spirit was dealing with him because he constantly was getting frustrated because he didn't even know what to do. You can see that there was some kind of pride in him. Amen. Knowing the fact that the black man had to take him in. Amen. But he listened to what he was saying about the Lord. And praise God. He baptized him. He got saved. Amen. And not only that, the club headquarters, the black preacher owned it. He ended up buying it. And the young man. back. He owned his home, you know, houses, you know, owned his house. Eventually, he did a job, was thrown out. Amen. And then he went to the authorities and turned his dad in.
Oh, wow.
Amen. You know. But I guess it's so short. And there's a couple of other stories like in the movies like that. I was watching them. Same scenario. Folks was rooting in hate. And then God just comes along or sent somebody, comes along and they witness to them and they got saved. Folks, you should be a witness for the Lord today. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, amen, that you don't have to do it all. He says one prayer, another word, and God gives the increase.
Amen.
You don't have to do it all, amen. You just got to pray it. Amen. If somebody's going to come along and water it. And God says, leave the rest to me. Amen. I give you tricks. Amen. You don't have to try to save them. Just do the part you can do. Amen. Just even say to them, well, just to say God loves you, that can be enough. And somebody may come along and let them know that God can save them. Amen. And then God will take over from them. But a lot of times, why some folks are afraid of witness, they think in their mind that they had to save this person like right there and then. But you don't have to. Just do your part. Just be that witness. Plant the seed.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody will come along and give, amen, water that seed, and God will give the increase. Amen. This is God good. Give a hand praise today. Amen. God does not set his value on great knowledge, but true heart devotion and love. And we're in a time now where not just rape, I mean racism, enigma, all kinds of stuff does it around pitch. In other words, hate. That's what I'm trying to find. Hate. Amen. It's on a rampage. Amen. It's pretty much just getting in hand. And this is all a trick of the enemy. And the people of God are falling in the trap. Amen. You must see some of the hate mail online coming from Christians. It's not even coming from the word. It's coming from Christians. Because of stuff that they dislike. Or people that they dislike. Amen. And then God said in his last days, you have to do everything with love.
Amen.
Amen. And Matthew 24:12 says, and because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many shall grow cold. Amen. Mother hate father. Amen. Sons hate mother. And it's like a whole bunch of hate in the family, amen. Christians hitting other Christians. Amen. It happened, folks. It happens. They didn't intend to. Amen. On one side, amen. I'm looking at the vaccine stuff. Amen. And then a whole set of Christians on this side is saying, don't take the vaccine. And then another said on the other side, take the vaccine. Oh, who you better believe? Amen. If you leave it to me, I says we ought, there's a lot of stuff that we ought not to get involved in. Leave it alone. And stop telling folks that God said you must take it. He commands us to love. God commands us to love. Turn with me to 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 20th verse. It says, it's a page turning. So I think you can still try to find it. It's right after, well, right before 2 John. It says, 20 verse. It says, if a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he's a liar. This is what the word said. I'm not saying. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he know God whom he has not seen? Again, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has not seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And the reason why I believe it's written like this, because the love that Jesus Christ says that, listen, he says, in the beginning, let us make man. Amen. In our own image and likeness. So therefore, when you look at the individual, you're basically looking at the image of God and his likeness. But you've never seen God, so you would know what God looked like. But he's saying that if you want to really know, don't look at the image. The people. Amen. The Holy Spirit then comes along and develops the character of Godness in the people. Like when God blows the breath of life in Adam. And he says, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. You can't love God, say you love God, and hate your brother. If you love God, you have to love your brother. You don't even have a choice in the matter. Amen. You have to learn how to love God. Amen. And loving God goes deep. Amen. You can start on the surface, but eventually it goes deep. That's the reason. So we find ourselves getting matured, and we find ourselves not doing or talking the way we used to talk no more. Because now the Holy Spirit indwells within us, begin to adjust and make a change. Now we become mature people in God. Amen. I've learned that even though I see some strange things in the Facebook, I don't even reply. Amen. I've developed the discipline. Amen. That when I see, I just ignore it. Even though sometimes it irks me. Because I want to say something. I want to put it and say, no! But the Holy Spirit just constrained me. And so it is true just not to say nothing. Just let it go. Don't want to add no fire. Or no more coals to the fire. Let it go. Amen. For this commandment says that we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. Love is the only, sometimes, our love goes no further than the church. Amen. We are all in here, amen. And this is the part of the love goes. Love the brother. Love the sister. When you walk out the door, look what she had on. He wore that shirt almost every Sunday. And then, wait a minute, my brother said, you love your brother, love your sister. Why are you talking about him like that? Amen. So the moment you walk out the door, amen, you're like a complete different person. Somehow you forgot the love of Christ. Your love was just in the middle right here. Amen. You go out the door, you go your way, other people go their way. That's it. We see you again next Sunday. Some folks, we see you again Wednesday. It says, God showed his love. He showed it. He showed his love when he said, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. Amen. To die for the sin of mankind. God wasn't all talk. He showed his love. Amen. He saw how cruel the world was. And said, this world needs a deliverer. And Jesus said, I'll go. And he sent him. And he came and he suffered for us. Now let's look at 1 John. Let's put it back. Third chapter. The 15th verse. It says, whoever hated his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's good, oh boy, and see his brother have a need, and shut up his compassion, or shut the bowels of compassion from him, then how dwelleth the love of God in him? In other words, our love ought not to be just about talk. It must be about some action. To see the brother in need. And most of the time it's talking about even money as well. If he can bless him. Amen. We know he's saving $1,000 in the bank for a rainy day. But when the brother's in need, it's raining. You can reach. Amen. I told one person, you know, I said, yeah, I should have called the other. I said, you could be saving up for somebody in the law. You never know. That's why even some folks are making more profit than others, because they're obedient. You got to be given, because God will speak to your heart and say, take some of that and give it to so-and-so. And you know what you're going to do? I know what you're going to do. You're going to rip it down. You're going to start reducing. Because I hear a whole lot of preachers say that. When God tell them, once when God told him to give $1 million, he started rebuking stuff. But he had it, and he could have gave it, and he was obedient and gave it. Amen. And when you give some, your brother or sister something, it should always have to be something you don't want. Something you don't feel like wearing no more. A hand-me-down.
Go ahead now.
You can buy him something new.
Go ahead now.
I heard George Miles preaching one time, and she said she bought this nice pretty dress. Oh, she loved the dress, and she put it in the closet. Says, yeah, she's going to wait next Sunday. And I said, by the time she turned around, the Lord spoke to her, told her, give it away. And she said she was upset. So she started telling the Lord that she got other dresses here, she would have gave it away. But she was obedient. And she went ahead, I gave it to her somewhere. Of course, no, she got, God knows where she got more dresses after that. But that's how God works. But folks don't believe that. Folks, every time God tells you to do something, there's always a leftover or something you don't want no more. Amen. But sometimes God wants you to buy them something new. Give them something that you like. Amen. Because it'll like chicken. You gotta get the chicken away. That's what you want to give them. No. They'll also steak too. Buy them some steak.
Right.
You get them the chicken and you buy a steak for yourself. Amen. So it says that, but whosoever has this world's good and see his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion, how do the love of God consist? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth, in action. And hereby we know that we are. We know that we are the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Amen. We can't just love. Amen. Just by our mouth. Or saying stuff. We say it all the time. I love you, I love you, like. Now, when my wife asks me, hey, well, don't you love me? Then I respond, you still live here? Now, you're the wrong answer. See, nighttime, come see me with a pillow and a sheet in my head. A little bit of coffee. Oh man, God's good. Amen.
Amen.
Then look at 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter. We must do everything in love. Everything must be done in love. Everything. Amen. Says, though I speak with tongues of angels have not charity, which is love, I have become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And do I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and knowledge? Do I have all the faith so that I can remove mountains? And I have not love, I am nothing. My goodness, I can give prophecies, I can speak in tongues, and all kind of Latin. The writer is saying that you can all that, but if you have no love, it don't profit you a thing. See, I'm going to give all my goods to the poor, and I'm going to give my body to be burnt. If I don't have love, it doesn't mean a thing as far as God is concerned. Why? Because love suffering long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love voideth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not its own. Is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. Love never fails. The real God's love of God, it never fails. It could always be there. No matter what the person say or the person do, it's still going to be there because love never fails. Amen. Just like when a mother, when she loves a child and she knows the child is terrible, probably a crook, but she laughs at that child because she loves that child so much. Amen. God loves us so much that he just sent to die for us, amen, that we never right to the tree of life. God is love. I'm telling you, John says that there is no fear in love. Mark said that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Luke said we must love the Lord. Proverbs said we have loved them and they loved me. Proverbs says a friend loving all time. Ecclesiastes said, a time is a time to love, amen. And that, hey, Jeremiah said, I have loved me with an everlasting love. Hosea says, I will love them freely, amen. Amos said, hate the evil and love the good in people. Micah said, to love mercy and walk humbly before the Lord. God is love. God is love. He wants us to have a grasp of stuff. Amen. So we can be better than those out there in the world today. Amen. We not know. Because of our love. Amen. His love that's in us. Amen. We walk differently. Amen. We speak differently. Amen. When they see us, they know that we belong to God, that we are people of God. Love, his love never fails. Amen. So that's why people understand when marriages fail, Christian marriages, amen. There is a problem. Amen. There's a problem there. But the love of God says it constrains us and it keeps us, amen. It keeps us from sinning. It keeps us from doing the wrong thing. Amen. That's why we need to seek him every day and reach out for his love. Get his love. Get his love in us. Get that love in us. God is love. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Amen. And Father, we thank you for this word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we pray, Lord, that your love, God, will just embed in our heart, in our spirit. Father, that we hear you on tonight with a conscience. Knowing, oh God, that your love dwells in us and that we're able to share your love with others in the name of Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your son Jesus that died on the cross for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I hope this message was a blessing to you all. Amen. Amen. God bless you.